It was a footman who brought the news to 10-year-old Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor on December the 10th, 1936. Her father had become an accidental king just 4 days before his 41st birthday, when his older brother, King Edward VIII, abdicated to marry Wallace Warfield Simpson, a twice-divorced American. Edward VIII had been sovereign only 9 months after taking the throne, following the death of his father, King George V, making him, according to one mordant joke, the only monarch in history to abandon the ship of state to sign on as third mate on a Baltimore tramp. "Does that mean that you will have to be the next queen?" asked Elizabeth's younger sister, Margaret Rose, as she was called in her childhood. "Yes, someday," Elizabeth replied. "Poor you," said Margaret Rose. Although the two princesses had been the focus of fascination by the press and the public, they had led a carefree and insulated life, surrounded by governesses, nannies, maids, dogs and ponies. They spent idyllic months in the English and Scottish countryside, playing games like catching the days, running around plucking autumn leaves from the air as they were falling. Their spirited Scottish nanny, Marion Crawfy Crawford, had managed to give them a taste of ordinary life by occasionally taking them around London by tube and bus, but mostly they remained inside the royal bubble. Before the arrival of Margaret, Elizabeth spent 4 years as an only and somewhat precocious child, born on the rainy night of April the 21st, 1926. Winston Churchill, on first meeting the 2-year-old princess, extravagantly detected an air of authority and reflectiveness astonishing in an infant. Crawfy noted that she was neat and methodical, like her father, obliging, eager to do her best, and happiest when she was busy. She also showed an early ability to compartmentalise, a trait that would later help her cope with the demands of her position. Recalled Lady Mary Clayton, a cousin 8 years her senior, "She liked to imagine herself as a pony or a horse. When she was doing that, and someone called her and she didn't answer right away, she would then say, 'I couldn't answer you as a pony.'" The abdication crisis threw the family into turmoil, not only because it was a scandal, but because it was antithetical to all the rules of succession. While Elizabeth's father had been known as Bertie, for Albert, he chose to be called George VI, to send a message of stability and continuity with his father. His wife, who was crowned by his side, would be known as Queen Elizabeth. But Bertie had not been groomed for the role. He was in tears when he talked to his mother about his new responsibilities. "I never wanted this to happen," he told his cousin, Lord Louis, Dicky Mountbatten. "I've never even seen a state paper. I'm only a naval officer. It's the only thing I know about." The new king was reserved by nature, somewhat frail physically, and plagued by anxiety. He suffered from a severe stammer that led to frequent frustration, culminating in explosions of temper known as gnashes. Yet he was profoundly dutiful, and he doggedly set about his kingly tasks while ensuring that his little Lilibet, her name within the family, would be ready to succeed him in ways he had not been. On his accession, she became heiress presumptive rather than heiress apparent, on the off chance that her parents could produce a son. But Elizabeth and Margaret Rose had been born by caesarean section, and in those days a third operation would have been considered too risky for their mother. According to custom, Lilibet would publicly refer to her mother and father as the King and Queen, but privately they were still Mummy and Papa. When Helen Mirren was studying for her role in 2006's The Queen, she watched a 20-second piece of film repeatedly, because she found it so revealing. "It was when the Queen was 11 or 12, Mirren recalled, and she got out of one of those huge black cars. There were big men waiting for her, and she extended her hand with a look of gravity and duty. She was doing what she thought she had to do, and she was doing it beautifully."